Will and Grace attacks Trump supporters, declaring them neo-Nazis. By Ben Q on November 16, 2019. NBC's Will and Grace resumed its attacks against conservative Americans, describing those who protested against an explicitly anti-Trump bakery as neo-Nazis. On Thursday episode, The Chick or the Egg Donor, Jack and Karen are discussing ways to rescue a baseball team bought under Cotton's name by her ex-brother-in-law Danley, played by leftist actor Patton Oswalt. As the pair brainstorm, a woman knocks on the door to deliver food to Karen. However, she quickly realizes that the woman is Amy, a bakery owner who faced angry protests from Trump supporters after she refused to bake Karen a Make America Great Again (MAGA) cake in the previous season. The conversation quickly turns to Jack noting that the incident turned the bakery into a hub for neo-Nazis, before Karen suggests they change their team name to Racist Jokes, which she claims America will love. As transcribed by Newsbusters. Amy, delivery. Karen, come in. I ordered some brain food to help us think. Jack, ooh, I was wondering if we were ever gonna take a break. Amy, oh, my God. I know you. You ruined my life. Karen, honey, you're gonna have to be a lot more specific than that. Wait, if you're Lori Loughlin's kid, I told her no one would buy you as a varsity rower. Amy, you ordered a mega cake from my bakery. It sent my life into a death spiral. But now, I push muffins door to door in office buildings. Hakuna Matata. Jack, wait, I remember you. Grace and Karen turned your bakery into a hub for neo-Nazis. Hey, how's that going? Amy, well, it's closed now because it's been officially designated a hate space, so now I bake in my studio apartment. I mix the batter in the tub. Karen, Jackie, what if we change the name of the team? Instead of the Millstones, we find a name America will love, like the Racist Jokes. The revival of the NBC show, which ran in the late 1990s but returned to screens in 2017, has largely left audiences disappointed. Many fans have attacked the show for being too political, as it regularly explores left-wing themes such as anti-Trump hysteria, disdain for conservative values, and the promotion of the hashtag MeToo movement. In fact, Will and Grace ratings fell to a new low this week, especially among the all-important 18-49 demographic. According to The Wrap, in its 9:30 time slot, the show only attracted 0.4 and 2.1 million viewers, well behind other sitcoms including CBS's freshman sitcom, Carol's Second Act and ABC's A Million Little Things. Follow Ben Q on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.